Welcome to week three. Our theme this week is relationships. We learn so much about trust through the people in our lives. One of the most meaningful relationships I've ever had is with an elder named Bernie. If you've been in my meditation programs, you've heard me talk about Bernie. I had lunch with him today. He just turned 102. He looked better today than the last time I saw him. And Bernie was going on and on about how he's been working out at the gym with this trainer. And he loves going to the gym. And he said he's also been reading more now than he ever has before. So he's doing all these new activities at this latter stage in life. Bernie has an attitude where he is willing to learn. Now, mind you, a few months ago, his body started to shut down. He was having a hard time walking. You know, when that happens at 102, you start to mail it in. But Bernie said to his doctor, "What do I need to do to get my strength back?" And the doctor said, "You got to build your muscles." So Bernie said, "Bring it on." He joined a gym, he got a trainer, and he's back in business. Now, it doesn't always go this way. When life presents challenges, especially in our relationships, we lock up, we shut down. Can you use meditation each day as a way to soften, open, show up and say, "I don't have the answers. I don't know. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to learn." If Bernie can make these kind of changes past 100, of course you can, whether you're in your 30s or 50s or 70s. So I shared with some of you how I saw this speaker, Charlie Harari. And he tells this story how he met a well-known military hero. And he says to this guy, "Oh my God, it's incredible what you did. I'm so impressed with your courage." He says to the guy, "I'm not able to do what you did. I could never do it." And this military hero said to Charlie Harari, "It has nothing to do with being able." And then this military guy, he listed off all these legendary people in the sacred texts and in the history of nations who were not able. He said, "It's never if you're able, it's if you're willing. It's never if you're able, it's if you're willing." And that's Bernie's special sauce. He is incredibly willing. At the end of our lunch, as we were saying goodbye, Bernie held onto my arm for a long time. He didn't want our lunch to end. He was very grateful to have someone to listen to him. And I was very grateful to have someone who was 102 to share with me. That's what we're going for in meaningful relationships. Whether it's a relationship with yourself, your spouse, an important client, or an elder, the will to listen, the will to learn, the will to show up for each other instead of lock up with each other. Last night, my wife and I got into a heated discussion. I got really defensive. I wanted to prove my point. It got me nowhere. And it took a long time before I backed off and was willing to listen and willing to learn. That's what I mean by the will to show up for each other instead of lock up with each other. Question for you. Can you think of someone you are locked up with right now? And how can you show up instead with the will to listen and learn? And this might pertain to yourself. God knows how many of us are locked up with ourselves, all anxious and worried. Anxiety is so ingrained in our psyches. And you might be saying, "I don't know, Dave. I just can't change that. I've always been this way." Remember, it's not that you're able. It's that you're willing. Every time you meditate, it's a test of how willing you are to just show up, to listen, to learn with an open mind and an open heart. Right now, clear your agenda, clear your thoughts, clear your mind. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Breathe deeply. And let's come to our centering thought I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. That's a mantra from the American mystic Ram Dass. And I'm going to play for you today Ram Dass leading you through that mantra. And in just a few minutes, I'll be back.
To get out of our minds. Our thinking minds. I'll tell you how I do it. Using a mantra, a phrase, I am loving awareness. 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 I'm loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. Thank you. am loving aware. Loving awareness is a name for soul, which you really are. Leads you to love everything you are aware of. Sky, the room, your body, other people, and then I ride the mantra into my heart. And in my heart, I see a doorway or a veil to the next plane.
Coming back to the moment. ...102-year-old Bernie is willing to meet life's challenges. His body shutting down a few months ago, he goes and gets a trainer and he's back in business. How many 102-year-olds would say, I'm not able to do that? I'm an old man. It's not that you're able. It's that you're willing. Willing to show up instead of lock up. Show up for yourself, for your partner, for whoever's important to you. Show up with an open mind and heart. We practice that every time we meditate. Clear your agenda. Clear your thoughts. Clear your mind. I am loving awareness. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you.